Talking here today with Joshua Dietrich from the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he has recently committed to play basketball up at Buena Vista in Storm Lake. And Josh, first of all, I appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on the decision.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet, Josh. Let's start about this process here. Not an easy decision for you. You're such a tremendous player. You've got a lot of different schools probably interested in you. When did the recruiting process kind of start for you? And take us kind of through the whole process here, maybe for the last year or so, and who was looking at you, who you were interested in, and what schools you visited.
Yeah, so the recruiting process for me started around this time last year. Before the basketball season started, BV contacted me and showed interest. So after that, I mean, went through the season. And then after the state tournament, Grandview contacted me. So they're one of the schools there. And then playing AAU this summer, Northwestern, Briarcliff, and Simpson all contacted me and showed interest there.
Were those the schools you were kind of interested in, or where were you thinking even before the recruiting process started of where maybe you would like to play?
Yeah, obviously before it started, I'd thought of Buena Vista being able to play there. And then I like Northwestern too. I mean, they got a great school and I know a lot of people that go there. So Northwestern and Buena Vista were obviously my top two.
What is it? Was that the main thing with it, is just knowing those programs really well because of the people from South Central Calhoun? There's a ton of them between BV and Northwestern here the last maybe decade.
Yeah, for sure. I knew Northwestern was a good school because, like, Brennan Holder and Chase Scheidegger, all those guys up there tell me great things about just the school in general. And then obviously with Zane up at BV, just having him there telling me everything that's going on at their school and then everything in their program was pretty good for me.
What were the early conversations like with all of the coaches and programs that you were talking to?
Yeah, they were pretty good. They were just telling me, like, how I'd fit into their program. I know when I talked to Buena Vista, they said, like, they never had, like, a true big man. So they're losing one of their senior big men this year, and they said that I'd be able to, like, come in and fill in that position where he's leaving, and I'd be able to pretty much play inside. But then they know that I can, like, shoot the three, so I can step out behind the arc and shoot it as well.
Yeah, you're kind of a stretch four or five probably. As far as BV's concerned, they're going to have you in that four or five spot, or how are they going to use you?
Yep, I think with what Coach Johnson said, he's going to have me around the four so I can, like, play on the wing, but at the same time I can go inside and play if I have to.
Let's talk a little bit about the visits. As you visited all these different schools and had conversations with, you know, their staff and even with teammates, what did you kind of take away from each of the different schools that made them a possible place for you to be able to land? Because it sounds like this really came down to about four or five schools in all.
Yeah, so the biggest thing I took away was, like, how each program, like, talked to me. So when I went to BV, they obviously had all their coaches there talking to me, and they brought in Zane, obviously. He talked to me just about the program and just feeling where I'd fit in the best. I mean, being part of being with the coaches, and, like, that was probably the biggest thing when looking into school for me, is just to have the right relationship with all the coaches. So,
do you feel pretty good about the coaching staffs that you talked to in all the different places?
I do. They all pretty much said the same thing, and they all made me feel welcome when I was on my visits there.
What was the difference then for BV? Was it closeness at home? Was it just feeling more comfortable there? The campus, a lot of different things go into that decision.
Yeah, obviously the campus and the university itself are pretty great. I mean, I like how now they have their underground facilities, so, I mean, I don't have to walk outside much in, like, really cold weather. But being with the coaches there, the coaches made me feel really welcome. And, with the coaches, they made me feel welcome, and I wanted to be part of their program.
As this summer went on and the recruiting process went on for you, when did you start cutting down your choices to maybe the final two or three?
So my options were wide open, like, during the summer. Like, I wasn't narrowing down quite to, like, three or four. But, like, once football was going on and, like, towards the end of football, I narrowed it down to Northwestern, Grandview, and Buena Vista.
What set those three apart?
Just the coaching staff. I know I wanted to go to the college with the best coaching staff and the best relationship that I had with all them. So, like, BV, obviously, they went to a lot of my football games this past year, and they showed pride in how really much they wanted me to join their program. And I had great talks with the Grandview coaches too. They took a lot of pride in wanting me to go to their program. So all the coaches were about the same that way.
How hard was it for you to narrow it down to that final school and make that decision?
It was pretty tough, obviously, because of Northwestern. I've always thought of being able to play at Northwestern since I was like a little kid. I used to go up to their basketball camps and BV, obviously, I'd love to play with Zane again. And with all the coaches there, I mean, BV was the right choice for me.
What were some of your conversations with Zane like? Because you guys, if you said you played together at South Central Calhoun, you'll be back together now at BV. So what were some of the things that he told you?
Some of the things he told me just was like how their practices are. I know a big thing that practices are some of my biggest questions, like how everything runs, and he was pretty much able to tell me how everything went that way. And then I even asked him about like campus life there too, so he was able to tell me like what's going on, like when they're not in the gym and everything that's going on there. So yeah.
When did you make that final decision? When did you know that BV was where it was going to be at?
Yep. So I went to their practice this last Monday. Their coaches wanted me to come up and see a practice, and I had already seen BV play like two or three times last year, so I'd already been on my visit. So going to see practice, just on my way home after that practice, I thought a lot about it, and I'm just like, I've seen everything I needed to see, and BV is the place for me.
When you got a hold of them and told them that that's where you were headed and your decision was them, what did they say?
Yep, so I texted Ben Clark, he's the assistant there, and he was pretty pumped. He said I made his entire week by telling him that I was committing to BV. So he was pretty excited. He said that we're going to be able to do a lot of great things there with me and Zane and the rest of the program, and that it's going to be pretty good for the next 4 or 5 years.
Talk about that, because Ben's a former Southern Cal, South Central Calhoun kid, and he, you know, of course, his father is Clive, and then he coaches at BV. So how much did that help in the relationship and just being able to have a coach on that staff that you know very well?
It really helped a lot. I mean, I'm good friends with the entire Clark family, so having Ben there and him being there through every step of the way and just having any questions I needed answered and all that, it was really good. So
Exercise science is what you told me before the interview you were heading into. How much did that play into kind of the decision and even the schools you were looking at?
it was a big decision for sure. I knew all the colleges that I had been looking into had the right exercise science major, and they all had great programs. Every single one of them did, so it was a pretty big influence on my decision.
And what do you want to do with that? You and I talked about that early on, but what do you want to do with that degree and major later on in life?
Yeah, so I want to be able to be a personal trainer, and I want to be able to do what Greg Kestra is doing down in Carroll and how he trains his kids there.
All right. Well, I tell you what, that's a great guy to look up to. Should be great to be able to follow in his footsteps. Do you have an area you want to get to someday, or does it matter to you where you kind of do all of that personal training?
I like to stay like close to home, you know, because I know like a lot of people in like the South Central Calhoun School District and areas around there. So being able to train like kids in this area would be really good.
Let's talk a little bit about you as a basketball player. What have the coaches from BV told you are your strengths? What are some areas, though, that they also feel that you can get better at?
Yep. So obviously they like the way I'm able to defend, and they like the way I can block shots. They said that's a big factor that I can bring to the table when I play there. Obviously weaknesses, obviously everyone like needs to get in the weight room, so they just said the more I lift, the better player that I'm gonna be. So strengths I'd say are the shot blocking, and they like how I can step out behind the three and be able to knock it down consistently, and just being able to improve on making it more consistent and being able to move people inside.
You guys got down to Wells Fargo Arena last season as South Central Calhoun, senior year coming up. What are the goals for you team-wise and also on a personal level?
Yeah, so obviously team-wise, obviously we'd love to be back for the Wells Fargo to get back down there again. We got a great chemistry coming into this year, and all of us are on the same page to where we want to be at the end of the year. Personally, obviously, in my opinion, I think that we can be state champions. I mean, there's a lot of great teams in 2A, like Boyden Hall, obviously, last year, and Western Christian, but I think we have the camaraderie, and I really think that our guys can like play to their level and be able to make a run at it.
How'd you celebrate the decision and having all of this recruiting process done?
It was just a big weight off my shoulders after I texted Ben. I told my parents that night that I was making the decision that night, and they were proud of me. And we haven't really celebrated anything yet, but I think either tonight or tomorrow we're going to celebrate by going out to eat or something.
Well, I tell you what, congratulations, Josh. I think you're going to have an amazing career. It's been so much fun getting to cover, and you can't wait for the basketball season to get underway and watch you again. But best of luck up at BV. Congratulations on the decision, and best of luck on this upcoming season.
Yep, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Joshua Dietrich again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he's headed to Buena Vista to further his academic and athletic career in basketball.